Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, starting the wonderful new perek, perek Tashi'i of Brachot, perek Haro'eh, is daf Nun Dalet. And Doc is going to give us a rousing funk on the Helek of Perek again, just on time. Go for it, Doc. There we go. All right, so we've got a Helek of Perek on this Helek of Rosh Chodesh. And we're moving on now in our understanding of the nature of relationship of brachas to the concepts of emuna, which has to do with Zroyim Bichlal. It's called emuna. Our connection to the earth is emuna. But of course, there's also emuna in very specific anhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. And these are an entirely different set of brachas that reflect directly upon not a particular hana'ah that we're getting or a mitzvah that we're doing, but rather on something that is ma'orer us once again to become aware suddenly of the extent of the miracles that are done for us and the incredible expressions of Maaseh Bereishis just in the way the world is, without our needing any particular connection to it necessarily, and sometimes on a very personal level, whether it's in terms of a refuah, or in terms of a hatzolah, or in terms of some miracle. These are all special types of emunais, which come at the end, because they are, in a sense, they're passive, but in another sense, they are the deepest and the most expressive of our connection to the way things are, rather than to a particular need and a particular mitzvah that we have. So it's a wonderful, wonderful perek that, just like the previous perek, includes all of its various dinim in one very compact and condensed Mishnah, and then we'll unpack it, hopefully, in the Gemara. So, Haro'eh makom she'na'asu bo nisim le'Yisrael. You pass by a place like the Yam Suf. You say, Boruch she'na'aseh nisim la'avotenu b'makom hazeh. If you pass by a place where an Avodah Zorah has been ripped out of Eretz Yisrael, this refers specifically to Eretz Yisrael, because if it's a chutzlaretz, there is a bracha, but it's a different bracha. You say Baruch, when we say Baruch, almost all of the Rishonim hold that each of these Baruchs is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so it's with Hashem and Malchus. The Mishnah is just being Mekatzer, like all the Gemaras were. And you say Baruch Shenekra Mimenu, Baruch Shakar Akum Miatzinu. Al Azikim, Val Azvaot, V'al Ra'amim. We're going to talk about what these things are in the Gemara, but again, natural phenomena, such as thunder and lightning and meteorites and so on. V'yala l'ruchot, v'yala brakim. You say, Baruch shekocho gvurato male olam, because these things are visible or hearable at great distances. And because of that, in a sense, we feel that it fills the world, that so many people are aware of this glorious moment. When you see very impressive things that just are what they are, but they move you. So as you see a tremendous mountain, Ala Arim, V'ala Gva'ot, V'ala Yamim, V'ala Na'arot, V'ala Midbarot. And these are talking not just about a little hill here or there, or a little lake, but we're talking about things that are really very, very powerful that you don't often see. And we'll see this only if it's 30 days between the Re'iyas that you feel completely affected by it again. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, is the way we have the Girsa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Now, this is Reb Yehuda, of course, l'shitato, as the Gro points out, because Reb Yehuda holds, first of all, I mean, the Gro doesn't say this, but first of all, we're talking about being mechavev Eretz Yisrael. And one of the reasons that it's called a Yama Gadol, and this could be why the Gro doesn't bring that part, because it's not so posh. What exactly is the Yama Gadol? Is the Yama Gadol the ocean? Or is the Yama Gadol the way we refer to at times? It's clear from the Mishnah Mikvos that the Yama Gadol is referred to as the ocean, because that's what it was talking about over there. However, there is reference in the Torah to Yama Gadol, to Eretz Yisrael. But then why would we call the Gadol the same way the Pras is called, the Gadol Shebegulam HaShem Eretz Yisrael? That's why it was called Ha Nahar HaRvi'i, right? So over here also, this would be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so if it's referring to the Mediterranean, which is the way that the Beis Yosef understands and Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch. But even if not, says the Gra, remember that Rabbi Yehuda says, the more specific you are in your bracha, the more powerful is the bracha. Because of that, you have to differentiate between the Yam HaGadol and just a Yam in general. And therefore, he makes a special bracha. Fine. Okay. Machlokas halacha lemaisa, whether we say Hayam HaGadol on the Mediterranean or not, I personally do. And this is only bizman shero eo leprakim. It's only if you see it once every 30 days. The Gemara is going to talk about this refers to all of the above, other than things that come only at times, you know, like a storm or like a meteorite or whatever. What about al agishamim or al besurot tovot, baruch hatova meitiv? It should say here al shmuot rot, Rashi says later, because people are not meant to tell you a besura ra'ah, and therefore we don't call it rabarnea a besura. We call it a shmua. It's something that you hear about, but that people should not go out to tell you. So that's called a shmua ra'ah. You say baruch dayane emet. Bana bayit chadash, kana kelim chadashim. When it says new, it doesn't mean new. It means new to you. Omer baruch shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'kiyonu lazman hazeh. Milvarech ala ra'ah me'en ala tova, ve'ala tova me'en ala ra'ah. You still say the bracha on something terrible. You say baruch dayan amet, even though there is good things that come from it. And vice versa, even though there may be bad things. For example, you won the lottery. And oh my God, that means the tax authorities are going to be coming. So, okay, there's maybe two separate brachas. But meanwhile, you relate to the way something is al panav. And the same thing is true, you know, oh, you might be in line for a nice big inheritance because someone died. But fact is someone died. So let's think about the death for a moment. Worry about the inheritance later. Okay, so this Gemara, we'll talk about this later. Hatsu eik. You cannot make a tefillah about something that already took place. So, for instance, his wife's already pregnant, and he says, my wife should have a boy. That's a tefillah shav, because whatever it is, it is. We'll see whether this is only achar arbaim yom, it's so with the mice of dina, to be talked about later. He's on the road, and he hears ambulances in his city, and he says, Yiratzon Shalote Betoch Beiti. It's too late. Somebody already called the ambulance. It could be in your home. So Arezu Tvila Chav, Anichnas Lekrach. Then we have a brocha, which is partially Hoda, as we'll see, and partially an awareness of circumstances that is Bechayev you. And that is talking about somebody who comes into a town which is full of all kinds of dangerous people and governments that are looking for trouble. So let's say you land in Newark Airport. You're lucky to get out alive, right? So you have to say a special tefillah before you come in. And if you manage to get out of the airport alive, you also have to say like a special tefillah of a Haidah. So this is, you say, Shtayim, Achat B'Knisato V'Achat B'Yitziyato. And then this, I mean, the partial meaning over here, by the way, I mean, I'm obviously being facetious, is you're going through a town. And you have to go through that town on your road. And getting into the town is often a problem with tax authorities and policemen or whatever. And they're all expecting bribes. You know, it's this little town in Mexico. So you're happy to get in peace and you're happy to get out of there in peace. Now, those are the two brachas. But Azai says, no, you say four tefillahs. Shtayim b'knisato, shtayim b'tziyato. You have to say thank you that you got past getting through and thank you that you got out. So that makes four. Chayav adam levarech al ha-ra'ah kishem shivarech al ha-tovah. The way in which a person emotionally is dedicated to the brocha that he makes and the feelings that he has, even though he's making chas v'chalila a dayana emes, it would be with exactly the same feelings and the same love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in either direction. Shenemar, v'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, that means b'shnei yitzrecha, v'yetzer tov v'yetzer ra, so if you have a yetzer hara for certain things, use it to be able to achieve things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol nafshecha, this refers to afilu notel et nafshecha, even if chas v'chalila, somebody has to be meiser nefesh for his avas Hashem. Bechol modecha, if he has to give away all his money in order to avoid doing avodah zarah, or the three averis, dover acher, bechol modecha also means a lotion of mida. Whatever, bechol mida o mida, shuhu modelecha, modelecha, whatever type of midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being noyeg with you, whether it's midas hadin chas v'shalom or midas rachamim, have a modelo. We may furthermore make another play on words later. Pechom midah midah shu modet lachav imodelo ma'od ma'od. So that would be pechom ma'odecha. Okay, now, what about the ava that one shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically? This is the height of emunah. The height of emunah, of course, is our chibur to the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is b'chayav, very special dinim of kaved. And therefore, we continue on to that moment. You're approaching the Beis HaMikdash, lo yakel adam et rosho keneged shaar ha-mizrach, the moment that you are within range and visibility of any of the sha'arim that are keneged the shaar ha-mizrach. Remember, even all the way out of the Knesset to the Har HaBayit, but there's a straight line from that shaar directly into the opening, into the Ezras Noshim, into the Shaar Niknor, into the opening of the Ulam, from the Ulam into the Heichal, from the Heichal in the first place, I mean, that's what it's referring to over here, when they didn't have it closed up with the two curtains that didn't allow a straight line. But in those days, when there was an Amatraxin, so in those days, there was a direct psicha to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore, you have to consider yourself to be in the presence of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Don't walk into the Harabayit holding a walking stick or wearing shoes or with your money belt, or with dirt on your feet. And don't use the Harabayis as a kapandria, which is a shortcut. We'll see that even though that's a Greek word, we turned it into Hebrew. The Gemara will discuss how it became Hebrew. And certainly not to spit when you're on the Harabayit. We'll see what the Kal Vachomer is. And you should know that in the Beis HaMikdash, before the time of Ezra, meaning so in the first Beis HaMikdash, if you heard or made a bracha, so then the bracha would always be made, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam, or Ad HaOlam. But they only used to mention the Olam once. But after the time of Ezra, when we were after the Kilkelu HaTzedukin, Ve'amru Ein Olam Ela Echad, we find in Sefer Ezra that the Lashon of the Bracha is Min Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. And then we would say the same thing, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso L'Olam V'Ed, which is the response, which is beyond this world. Because they used to say there was only one Olam. Furthermore, they made a takana. She Adam Sho'el et Shlom Chaviro B'Shem. She'nemar V'inei Boaz Bambi Beit Lechem V'yomer La'Kotzrim Adonai Imachem. So you see from there that it's an early, so Lamaisa the Medrash says beferish that Boaz made this takana, therefore it's a little strange to say Va'omru, which is Mashmi, made a takana later, and they based it on Boaz. And some of the fortune say that the takana of Boaz became batel over time. He had made it a special takana, remember, because of the situation in Beit Lechem Yehuda and all the impact that had on the society at the time, which is recorded in Sefer Rut. And then Chazal reinstituted this takana, basing it on the fact that Boaz had once done it. So there was a separate takana. There's a question, by the way, among the Rishonim, whether the takana is that you must be Mavarech B'Shem, or like Rashi learns elsewhere, that you're allowed to be Mavarech B'Shem. Lamaisa, we paskin that saying Shalom Aleichem, we're semech on that because the word shalom is one of the shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says, Vayikra lo Hashem shalom, the Mizbeach. So Memela, we rely on that, that we're going to be Yotzi, even the Shita that say that you have to be, use a shame. And another Raya, and the Gemara is going to ask why we need another Raya from Gidon. It says, Hashem imcha giborachaya. So from there you see that there's a marker to use the shame Hashem on a greeting. And the Pasuk says, Beferish, Ve'al tavoz ki zakna imecha. So even though your mother is old, and imecha refers to ziknei umatcha, the zikenim of your nation, which represents your mother, so nonetheless, it may be very old, and you can think maybe it's out of date, and no longer a contemporary requirement. Don't look at things in a way that shames those. It turns them into some kind of weirdo primitives instead of just the opposite, recognizing that they took into consideration the development of the world in the future. The Omer, furthermore, it says, Eit lasot Hashem, heferu toratecha. There's sometimes you have to make a takana for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and this would be a takana that is because of the need of the fact that people were being makel on various inyanim because they were made for Torah Secha. So sometimes, there's two ways of reading this. Otherwise, you could say, Eis la'atzor shel Hashem, and go ahead and be made for Torah Techa, which would mean, as Rashi says, even though something looks like it's usher, you should do it anyway because of the fact that it's necessary for Hashem. Rabbi Nosson Omer, the way to look at it is, Heferu Toratecha, you go ahead and be made for your Torah in order to do a Eis Lasa, Eis Lashem. Now, even though Rashi says over here, it only looks like it's awesome. It's Nira Ki Isser. But Lamaisa, obviously, we use this pasuk to be matir totally surim, so as long as it's l'sha'a. So you have sometimes a right to be oker, a navi can be oker something in order to do it as a sha'a, as an eis la'as eis la'ashem. Minayin emilin. So how do we know, bichlal, that there's an inyan to be mevorich on a neis? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, it's a pasuk. Vayomer Yitro, Boruch Hashem asher yitzil, that Boruch Hashem was a full bracha that he made. And because even though he wasn't in the place where it took place, where he was talking about the Ovrei Hayam, so the Mefarshim explained that if you see the people that were the beneficiaries of the Nes, that's the equivalent of seeing the Nes, because you're looking at people who were saved with this unbelievable miracle of the Kriyas Hayam, or whatever all the other pshatim and what he was being Mevorech on. So Anisa the Rabim, it's Mashba, because it's an Asa Ba'esli Yisrael. It's only on a miracle that was done the Rabim, but not on a Yachid. Isn't there a famous case of Ahu Gavra Davika Azil? It was this guy, and he was walking through a place that was a little bit dangerous, which was Avar Yamina, and he was attacked by a lion. And there was this miracle that took place. He was saved from the lion. And he finally arrived, he told Rava what happened. And Rava said, listen, every time you come to that place, you should say, Baruch Shasali Nesba Makom Hazeh. You make the whole bracha. And that's an individual. And then there was a story with Marbarei Ravina. He was once walking along in Patka de Arvus. And that was a very, Arvus means a dry place. And he was very, very thirsty for water and was on the verge of becoming dangerously dehydrated. And he saved le nisa and ivrile ain of the maya v'yishte. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mayan all of a sudden in that place that he would be able to drink from. And then there was another place when the same Mar Baravina was walking through the shuk of Mechuzah, and all of a sudden this wild camel breaks out of control and comes to attack him. And he's parically Ashita, a wall broke right behind him, and he was able to back up into the wall and escape from the camel. Because of that, he was mitaken for himself that every time he came to Arvos, he would say, Baruch she'asali nisim, asali neis ba'arvos, and the gamal. So in other words, he would be maskir all of the nisim in the bracha once he was being maskir one of the nisim. And when he came to Rizkut Ramachuza, he would say, Baruch she'asali neis ba'gamal u'be'arvot. So memela, you see that you do say a bracha on a yachid, says the gemara. Well, obviously, the Mishnah was only coming to say things that everyone is chayav on. So therefore it mentioned only the nisa the rabbim. We're not going to talk about an individual's nes. So anisa the rabbim kulei alma mechayav levaruche, but an anisa the yachid, he's the only one that's going to be mevarech. Therefore it's not listed in the Mishnah. Now we know of certain places, it's mokom shenasu. We don't necessarily know. There may be a lot of miracles. Let's say the miracle of Sancheirav's army dying suddenly in the middle of the night. But that isn't associated with a particular place. So because of that, it's not included in the din of Mokom Shanasu Bonisim, according to many. But we do have, as Barnea will tell us, we know Barnea's neighborhood. So therefore, in all of the places of Barnea's neighborhood, you have to make a particular bracha. So let's say you see the place where you cross the Yamsuf. I mean, obviously, even Cecil B. DeMille knows that, right? Or the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, Mabrota Yarden. Or the place of Nachalei Arnon, which we're going to be talking about in a moment, what that was. Or you come to the Beit Horon, in the place where there were stones that suddenly fell from the sky in the days of Yehoshua. Or the Even Shepikesh Lizrok Ogmel HaKabosh Al Yisroel. We're going to be talking about what each one of these things are in a moment, so I won't say it again. Or the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting on to support him when Yehoshua made the Milchama Bath Amalek and HaKadosh Baruch was with Klal Yisroel, destroyed Amalek. Or you come to see Lot's wife. Now that's weird. Lot's wife, you know, that's the real tourist spot, you know. I think even Barnea doesn't show people Lot's wife. But anyway, apparently they had the place where that took place. I was going to ask, I mean, what's the miracle that we're making a bracha? What's so great that we should say what? An Asa Neis? And if you see the place where the Chomat Yericho was swallowed into the ground, Al kulon tzor shiten hoda'a v'shevach lifnei ha'makom. You have to say a tefillah. Obviously, the tefillah would not be the same way for Lot's wife, but the Gemara will explain that. All right, let's go through each one of them. I know about Ma'abrot Hayam. I mean, that's a pasuk. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'toch Hayam b'Basha. I know about the Nisim when we cross the Yarden. It says Vayamdu Hakohanim Nosei Aron Brit Hashem b'Charava b'toch Hayarden. It dried up. Kol Yisrael Ovrim b'Charava Ad Asher Tamu Kol Hagoyim La'avorot Hayarden. Very impressive. But I never heard of Nachalei Arnon. Where does it say that? Ma'abrot Nachalei Arnon. What's that all about? Well, remember, it does say in the pasuk, "Al keni yamer b'sefer milchamat Hashem et vahev besufa." Now, what's this et vahev besufa? We don't. It's like weird. We don't even know what that shira was about. Something amazing must have happened. So, what happened? So, the Braita says like this: et vahev. One way of understanding the pasuk is that et vahev is the name of people. They were two mitzoraim, and they were not allowed into the Machane Yisrael, so they were walking behind the Machane as everybody was going by. Now, the Klal Yisrael had to go through these Nachalei Arnon, which were basically like the Grand Canyon. So you had like this deep valley, and up on top, you had a very dangerous possibility for a serious attack where people could just shoot at you or throw down stones or whatever as you're going through the alley. So that's what the Amoraim decided to do. So the Amoraim came and they said, oh boy, what an opportunity. Let's go. And Avdelo Nakiruta, so they made these caves to hide out right in the side of the mountains above the Nachal that nobody would see. And then they were waiting for Kichalfa Yisrael Hacha Naktalina. We will attack them as they go by here. We'll drop these enormous stones on them and bombard them. We'll kill them all. But little did they know that when the Orein Abris would walk in front of Klal Yisrael, it used to make the ground as smooth as could possibly be so that Klal Yisrael wouldn't have to go down into valleys or up into mountains. Sure enough, when the Orein went ahead of the Machane, so the two sides of the mountains actually were leveled and got stuck one into the other. And so that was the end of anybody that was hiding out in a cave on the other side. So after they went by, all the blood of the crushed bodies of the Amoraim started to drip down the mountains. Nobody noticed it because it was only by the time that Et Vahev came by that they see a waterfall of blood coming from the mountains. So they come and they run ahead and they say, look at this, look at this. This is what must be. They reconstitute what happened. And they realize what an amazing nes it was. Va'omru shira, va'ayna dichtiv. That's why it says, va'eshed anechalim, that the eshed, the waterfall or stomp pouring out of the canyons, asher natala shevet arb, when the canyon went towards the Gvul of Moab. Of course, the other pirush of this is that Eretz Yisrael jumped to the other side to greet Klal Yisrael, and that there were pieces that were sticking out on one side, and they went directly into the holes on the other side and killed anybody that was hiding out in those holes. Anyway, but it says over there, V'nish'an Gvul Moab, and that's why this song is about that story. And Avnei al-Gabish, what was that referring to? Tana al-Gabish, curious word. It actually stands for al-Gabe-ish. So it's avanim that stood in the air based on a man who requested it. And yordu al-Gabish, they came down for another man. Who's the man? Well, we know who the man. The man is Moshe. It says Aish Moshe. So Aish Moshe nav ma'od. And Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the barad. Everything stopped in midair. There it was hanging and waiting until another man, and who's the man? The man is Yehoshua, because he's also called an Ish, Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, hold it, and then there we are to Agabe Ish, which is Yehoshua, and he said, I think we could use a little bombardment over here. So it says, Vayibenu Sam Bibnei Yisrael, Heim Bemorad Beit Choron, and pow, all of the remaining Avanim that were going to fall, Bimei Paro, they continue to fall by Yehoshua, the new man of the hour, who says it's time for them. Now, they weren't all used up, mind you, because it also says by the Milchemes Gog u'Magog, it talks about Vavnei al-Gabish. So we're waiting for the new man who's going to use the rest of the ammunition over there and get rid of the latest problems. What was the Evan Shepikesh Og Melech Abashel Lizrok Al Yisrael? That, we don't have a remezu in the Pasuk, but we do have a Gemara about that, meaning a tradition. And that is that Og said to himself, what is this nonsense with these little Jews over here? It's a big deal to get rid of the Jews that everybody's got. How big is the whole Machne Yisrael? It's three parsaot by three parsaot, which is 12 kilometers, right? I'll pick up a mountain about 12 kilometers, you know, and I'll throw it on top of them, and that'll take care of the whole problem. So he goes in, he finds this big mountain. He puts it on his head, and there he is balancing this mountain on his head. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends these ants, you know, termites at the bottom of the mountain, and they make this big hole right around his head, and the mountain falls onto his head. So, oh my gosh, woo, I can't see anything. Imagine this giant walking around with a big mountain on his head. And so he puts his hands on the sides of the mountain. He's trying to lift up the mountain. He can't lift up the mountain because meanwhile, his teeth grew out into the sides of the mountain. As he's trying to pull the mountain up, he's trying to pull his teeth out. So Avi Boy Lamishlafe and Mashke Shine, Laigis Vlaigis Vlamatsi Lamishma, couldn't get it off. That's why the Pasuk says, Shine Rishaim Shibarta, Dovah HaMelech writes, you broke the teeth of the Rishayim. Yes, this is connected. Kofalei Marachagigis, exactly. And as Moshe points out here, Moshe Andel, and the beautiful diuk that Rish Lakish made is, don't read that you broke the teeth of Rishayim, but my description is Shibarta, Altik Rishibarta, Ela Shiravavta. You drew out, you made them grow out, and that was a reference, a remez to this nace. On the basis of this, the modern Hebrew word for a plumber is a shrav rav. Why? Because it keeps adding pieces of pipe so that it now sticks out more and more. So based on this Gemara, the plumber is a shrav rav. Okay, beautiful. Anyway, so what happened? So there he was walking around with this mountain over his head. He couldn't see where he was going. He comes along Moshe. How big was Moshe? Moshe was 10 amas tall. That we learn out from the fact, that he was put on the covering over the Mishkan. In order to do that, he had to be 10 amos tall, which is the height of the Karshei HaMishkan. Rashi has a drasha which says that Moshe made himself to be the Mishkan. So it must be that he was the height of the Mishkan. He takes an axe that's 10 amos high, and he takes a big Olympic jump of 10 amos, which gets him 30 amos high. At that point, he gets right up to the ankle of Og, which has all those very sensitive centers of nerve, and he hits him right there, and oh my God, that killed him right on the spot, and that was the end of Og. Of course, all the Mefarshim have all types of remuzim over here. What was the X, and what was the Esra Amos, and why is it connected to Karshei HaMishkan, and what is the meaning of the Shrivavta, which we'll leave to your imagination, since it's very imaginative. Then the next miracle. Even Yashav alav Moshe, that we know from the pasuk. Yidei Moshe kvedim vayikhu even vayasimu tachtav vayashav aleha, and then ishto shalot. That is a preface to the pasuk. Vatapet ishto meachorav vatim nitzav melech. And then we had chomat Yericho shenivla'a, because it says vatipola chomat tachteha. The wall falls in the place where it is. Wait a minute. I understand the ishto shalot jazz. I mean, what's all these things? I understand. We're supposed to say this big miracle. The story of Ishto Shalot is just a horrible thing that happened to someone. Why in the world are we supposed to be singing about that? Ishto Shalot, that's Puranatohu. Says the Gemara, that's true. But remember, we're supposed to also be Makir Midas Hadin with the bracha of Diana Emes. So this is a general Diana Emes. What do you mean? The Lashon of the Braisa, it says, with Kulam, you're supposed to give Hodah V'Hala. So how does their Hodah V'Hala? Tani. So, in fact, there's a brayta that says, Alot va'alishto mevorchim shtayim. In other words, when you come to that place, you are seeing two things. And this has to do with the Bechol Mo'odecha. You're seeing the Hatzola of Lot because you're seeing the destruction of his wife. So you say, Baruch Dayana Emet, which allows you to say on Lot, Baruch Zocher et HaTzadikim, because Lot was saved for the schus of Avram Avinu. You have to know this, and this is special on Hoga, that even though we're talking about a Gilui of Midas Hadin, and it's even a Midas Hadin in the very family of Lot, nonetheless, at that very moment, look at the way the Pasuk puts it. At the moment of the total destruction, nuclear waste of the cities on the plain, He remembers Avram, Vayishlach et Lot, Vayishkor li bet Avraham, Vayishalach et Lot mitoch ha'afecha. Getting back to the Brisa, Chomat Yericho. What do you mean, Chomat Yericho shenivla? Was it swallowed? Doesn't it say it fell? On the flash, Nama Yekishmo Ham et Kol HaShofar Vayariu Ha'am Tru'a Gedola, Vatipol HaChoma Tachteha. Tipol means it fell. No? No. Yes and no, because you have to understand the physical meaning of fall contextually. I mean, the fact is that the measurements of the width and the height of that wall around Yericho was precisely the same. So how exactly is it going to fall? What would be the meaning of fall? It would be the same thing, whether it's on the right side or on the top, or it's always the same. So therefore, we need to understand the meaning of fall would have to be that it simply falls down. So it falls down into the ground. So Mishumarchi Ibala Ablui Om Revir Amarav Arbaat Sukhim Lodot. Once we're talking about the din, where there is a general halacha for Yisrael, there is also a general halacha which anyone who finds himself in that matzav has to, as an individual, when he finds himself in that matzav, has to be moda. And that hoda would be bringing a carbon teda if there's a Beis HaMikdash, or saying that special bracha, which, of course, we're referring to Birkat HaGomel. So those are four people. People that are Yordei Hayam, Holchei Midbarot, Mishayach Olev Nitrapeh, and Mishayach Havush Bebeit HaSurim V'Yatza. So people who are traveling on the sea, who are going through the desert or wilderness, someone who is ill, seriously ill, and recovered, someone who is in jail and got out. Yordei Hayam, how do we know that? Because this is all part of the Tehillah of Yodu LaShem Chasdo. So it says over there, Yordei Hayam Ba'oniot Hema Ra'u Ma'aseh Hashem. And furthermore, it says there, Vayam Eid Ruach Sa'ra Yalu Shamayim Yirdu Tomot. My gosh, you can feel the waves flying up to the sky, getting down to the ground. And then it says, Yochogu. They're staggering around like someone who's drunk. They're trying to hold on to the sides of the boats. The rigging is about to fall apart. Very powerful. And it says, Yakum Saralid Mama, Kadosh Baruch Hu turned the storm into calm. And then Vayisbachu, Kishtoka, they were so happy because the Yam was quiet. And then it says, Yodu LaShem Chasdo V'Nifnato V'Nei Adam. So you see that there's a chiyuv to give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is defined as a general type of nes that everyone is chayev to respond to. How do we know that people go through the midbarot have to give special hodah? Also for the same tehillah. To'u b'midbar b'shimon darech. There they were in desolation, losing their way. And the Yirim Moshav lo matzah, there wasn't a single place where they could find anything. Vayitzaku el Hashem, vayadrichem b'derech yishara. There too, yodu l'Hashem chasdo. Mishach alav nitrapa. Where do we see that? Same tehillah. Evilim miderech pisham, umi avonoteim yitanu. All of these sickening people, because of their derech of ra, they were affected by the most horrible illnesses. Kol ochel t'tayev nafsham, couldn't eat anything, lost all their appetite, were dying. Vayizakor Hashem, bitzar lehem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yishlach dvaro, vayirpeim, yodu LaHashem chasdo. Misha yachavush beit hasurim, also from the same tehillah, dichtiv, yoshvei choshech v'tzal mavet, there they were sitting in prison, in the depths of the earth, in a dungeon. Ki imru imrei el, that's because they had rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzein, vaychana ba'amal libam, and so they finally turned humble, with all of the hard labor that they were sentenced to, vayizaku l'Hashem b'tzar lahem, yotziei michoshech v'tzal mavet, and at the end, yodu l'Hashem chasdo. What are you mevorech in any of these situations? Baruch gomel chasadim tovim, says Rabbi Yehuda, and over here, the Rishonim have the full nusach of Baruch gomel l'chayavim tovot, and so on, which is the way that we do it, halacha l'maisa. Another halacha is that you have to say this bracha only in a minyan. So that's Bikame Asora, because it says Vayeroma Muhu Bikahal Am. Marzutra says it's not enough to have 10 people. Two of those 10 people have to be Talmidei Chachomim. Shenema Uv Moshav Zekenim Yalalu Maskilo Ravashi. So maybe that means that the 10 people have to be Rabbona. All of them. It doesn't say Bikahal Zekenim. It says Bikahal Am. Am always means regular people. Then it adds Uv Moshav Zekenim. Okay. So then maybe it means 10 people plus two of these Moshav Zekenim. Why did you say two out of the 10 could be Talmidei Chachamim? Okay, that's Kasha. I can't prove that, really. Rabbi Yehuda once got ill, and he, Baruch Hashem, was able to make the bracha. So Rav Chana Bagadata and the Rabbanan came in to visit him, to celebrate the fact that he was feeling better. And they say to him, when they see that he's feeling better, Brich Rachmona di Avach ni Alan velo Yavach la Afra. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave you to us and not to the grave. Amar lehu, he said to them, Patar Tanyati milo Uduye. So when he said Amen, he said that patters me from needing to say Hagomel, because you said the bracha. Wait, I thought you need to have 10 people. There were 10 people, David Be'asara. But he didn't say it. They said it. Well, obviously, we're talking about the Ani Batrayo Amen. And as the Rishonim point out, these brachot did not have a particular matbeah shetavu chachomim. The idea was to say a bracha yodel Hashem chasdo, and therefore this lashon would also be okay. It's a question over here whether it needed to say brich rachmona malka di alma, like we said before with the bracha on the pot, if you hold that you need both a shem and a malchus, which is the way that we paskin, or in these brachas, it's enough just to say Baruch Hashem. Okay, lemaisa, we say the entire bracha, Melech Olam. Rav Yehuda, there are three kinds of people that need to be specially protected from mazikim. Someone who is ill, someone who is a chosid, someone who is a kala. These people are vulnerable to mazikim, and so somebody should always be with them. And that's why we are very makbid on a chosa and a kala. Some people are makbid for 3 days before the wedding, some people only on the day, but always to have a shomer. And that shomer is there because of this gemara. B'matnita tana, in the braita it says a chole, or someone who just gave birth, a chaya, a chatan v'kala, and some say an ovel, because he's also vulnerable. And some say Talmidei Chachomim at night are particularly vulnerable because the Mazikim are very jealous of Talmidei Chachomim and their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer Rav Yehuda, there are three things that's good to take your time over, okay? If you're Marich Behem, then you get a time of your life. Marich Yomav Ushnotav. One is somebody who's Marich B'Tfilato, and he takes his time saying his Tfilas. One is somebody who takes a long time at his table, because that way there's an opportunity for Aniyim to come in and he can share his food with them. And one is Amarik Bebeit HaKiseh, someone who, this is just because it's healthy to make sure that you evacuate properly and you're not in a rush. So if he takes his time in the bathroom anyway, when else are you going to do your reading, you know? So someone who's Amarik Bebeit HaKiseh, it's also a very good thing. Wait a minute, it's a good idea to have long davenings? Doesn't Reb Chiya Bar Ava Amar Reb Yochanan say that it's terrible? Anybody who's marach betfilato and he's sitting there being ma'ayan in his tefillah, he's going to eventually suffer a lot of heartache because it ain't going to happen. Shenema, tochelet mumushacha machal alef. Too much hope makes your heart ill. In other words, the very fact that you're davening with such kavana, for sure you're thinking, oh man, I'm going to really make this happen. If you think your tefillah is going to make anything happen, then it ain't going to make anything happen. And Rav Yitzchak said, there are three things that mamish in the Beis Din Shalmala puts a person into a position of getting really in trouble. And they can look over his din. One of them is he relies on his schuyot and walks by a kir natui, which is dangerous. Iyun tefillah, oh my gosh, that's another one. And someone who's moser din al chaver l'shamayim, someone who says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take care of this horrible person and kill him. And so what do you do with this? No, what's the problem? One is talking about that he's mitpalel. It says, marich mitfilato ume'ayenba. Me'ayenba means by definition that he's got his mind on exactly how this tefillah is. Wow, this amazing davening I had. For sure, everything's going to be okay now. That is disastrous. But all Rav Yehuda said was to be marich. He didn't say to be ma'ayen. I understand, but it's almost impossible. I mean, it seems to be two opposite things. if you're sitting there and putting your whole heart into this tefillah, right? So then, by definition, I mean, what you're doing is you're believing that as I daven more and more, so I'm getting through to be able to get this done. I mean, that it's almost impossible to avoid that. So hechi avid. I mean, so how could you be marich your tefillah without falling into the trap of iyun tefillah? The mafish birachame. You have to become more and more aware of your total dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matnas chinam. And that means that your tefillahs have to be directed in that way, that everything is pure rachamim, to be mevakesh, rachum, v'chanon, never ever to be allow your mind to think about your position in that tefillah. So that the more that you, the deeper you are involved in a tefillah, the deeper you have to be makbid on the consciousness of matnas chinam.